So I came to India to study Vedic knowledge, culture, philosophy. Why to India? India is this is the suitable place for these activities, for studying, for this is the land of big rishis, so many incarnations of Bhagavan, saintly persons. Vedas describe 8,400,000 species, and out of that only 400,000, 4 lakhs are human beings, in which we can understand, we can inquire about the reality, the questions like, who am I, why I have to suffer, why I have to die, who is Bhagavan, what is the connection, what is the relation. So this is the symptom of human life, actually. This is the difference between us and animals. Basically, there are 4 activities which animal performs and we perform. That is, we are sleeping, eating, is procreation and defending because of fear. So if we are performing the same activities and do nothing beyond it, there is not much difference. In human form of life, our consciousness is developed to such a degree that we can study, we can understand Vedic knowledge, we can understand Bhagavan, we can understand ourselves, first of all, which is the first step in self-realization. So this is the purpose of human life. Adhato Brahma Jignyasa. This is the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra, which means that this human form of life is meant for inquiring about the absolute truth, about the nature of reality. So especially this birth in as a human in land of India, formerly and nowadays also known as Bharatavarsha, is very, very auspicious. It's very valuable because, as I told before, there are so many saintly people, big rishis, incarnations of Bhagavan himself. So it's very, there are many facilities, you can see. Vedic scriptures describe in details, it's scientific knowledge, describe in details how to achieve the goal of human life, which is to be connected with God, to re-establish our eternal relationship with Bhagavan as a servant. So, one thing, Prabhu. Okay, later. Yeah. But nowadays in India there is that propaganda. I seen. I knew something about it being in the West, but especially I came to India. I see very clearly how much this propaganda of being advanced, getting education, getting material advancement is pushed here. I've been for a while in Bangalore. I've seen so many young people who were working so much to get education, first of all. That's the first step. It's I can remember from my experience that all these exams, school exams, it's so much stress, so much suffering. Goal is to get some degree. You are getting a degree. Then we have to get job. And this is also so much struggle. Why we are doing that? What is the ultimate goal of it? We want to get happiness. Through, of course, money. That's what is advertised. Get education, get your job, then you get money, then you can spend for this and that, and you can go here and there. And in this way you'll be happy. But it's not... that's not the truth. Also, in people in India, they get realization of it. People in the West, they got it already many years ago, that money doesn't give happiness. The sense gratification, how we call it, it doesn't give happiness. It's some kind of sensation, temporary sensation. So, but this is our natural urge to be happy, because this is our nature. So this is this is the first thing to understand our nature. Who am I? To understand our nature in spiritual path, we can understand. We have to understand who we are first of all. What is our nature? And Vedic scriptures describe that our nature is full of happiness, full of knowledge, and eternal. We as a persons, as a individual persons, we are eternal. So this is the first step in spiritual understanding. These are the basics. As I've seen, and all of you, I think, the tendency in India nowadays is to forget about it. This is the way of modern, how modern education goes, that the real advancement is material advancement. But we can see from the example of Western countries especially, how it doesn't work. Just people are not happy. There is more suicides, more crime, more all these wrong things. And gradually it's introduced in India as well. So yeah, I just wanted to remind you about the value of your own culture. That it's you are very lucky to be born here. I came to India not for enjoying mosquitoes and heat. It's not suitable for my wild body, but for enlightenment, which is the Vedic scriptures, Vedic culture. This is the real wealth of India, and people all over the world they are seeking this because they are fed up with this materialistic way of life. They have experience, nice cars and all this technology, high tech things. They have realized it's not happiness. It's some kind of sensation. You can get some sensation, some temporary feeling, but it doesn't give happiness. So, thank you very much. Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.